Hi everyone, welcome to Japan Top 10's Artist of the Month. This month in June, your Artist of the Month is Chekano Republic. This episode is hosted today by myself and... That's right. So before we continue with this episode, we would like to let all our J Top 10 listeners know that this is the first Listener Appreciation Month episode, which means that everyone will get a premium platinum level episode to listen to. That's right, it'll be an entire episode with no ads. Now, we would also like to remind everyone that our 2021 annual listener survey is out. So please give us about 5 minutes of your time to let us know how we can improve, and you will have a chance to win a $100 USD gift card to a retailer of your choice. Now, I will just translate this into Japanese for all our Japanese listeners.
リスナーの皆さん、こんにちは。お元気ですか？今月は待ちに待ったリスナー感謝月間です。今回のエピソードをはじめ、今月リリースされるすべてのエピソードは、広告なしの追加曲を含めたプレミアムプラチナレベルメンバー限定の特別バージョンで配信しています。ご希望のリクエスト曲がありましたら、jtop10.jp まで、皆さんからのたくさんのリクエストをお待ちしています。また、2021年の年次リスナーアンケートも開催中です。番組へのご意見ご感想をぜひお聞かせください。所要時間約5分のアンケートにもお答えいただいた方の中から抽選で100アメリカドル分の電子ギフトカードのプレゼントも行っています。ぜひご参加ください。
Thank you everyone for listening to our intro. So that's right. If you're not aware again that we have a 2021 annual listener survey out, and if you'd like us to do better at JTOP 10 and would like to send us feedback, please let us know.Anyway, onwards with this episode. So, as I mentioned, this month's Artist of the Month is Chekano Republic. Now, don't worry if you haven't studied for your geography quiz on Central European countries with all those hilly landscapes and famous for over 2,000 castles. This episode is all about the J-pop rock band Chekano Republic.After forming in 2010, Chekano Republic have signed with major label Columbia Music Entertainment and has crafted a plethora of themes for animes, dramas, and variety shows, and have also been awarded for numerous music awards. And they have also played in Countdown Japan and even live streamed from a forest before releasing their best of 10th anniversary album, Best 2010 to 2020.So ditch that guidebook and settle in as we delve into the back catalog and some of the biggest hits from the very colorful and heartwarming pop rock band, Chekano Republic. So Ai, before we started on this episode, have you heard of Chekano Republic?
I actually haven't. I didn't know about this band.
So what was your first impression when you heard the music that we'll be sharing in this episode today?
So, first, I felt like, oh, it's really, like, upbeat and dancey songs. Like, you know, it makes me, like, want to move my body. And, like, it's very upbeat. It's actually really easy to listen in that way. Like, I can imagine, like, when I cook or, like, go running, walking. Like, in any situation, I can listen to their music.
Mm.Yeah, I also agree. It's very feel-good music. Mm-hmm. And for a very pop rock band, they've been around for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I have actually heard of Chekano Republic for as long as they've been around, but for some reason, I do not know why. I never actually went out of my way to go listen to them, even though I've seen advertising for their band and I've seen them appear in my feeds.Sometimes on YouTube to like, suggested that you could try listening to this band's music. But they are a very unique band and they have been around for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you can see throughout this episode, as we are talking about Chekano Republic, they are actually very well respected in the Japanese music scene. And a lot of their, how do you say this? A lot of their label mates are actually, they look up to them a lot. They actually think they are quite a strong band. So yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and I also noticed that like their style of the music was a little bit like different in the past. So like from the beginning and then like now, like it's changed. You can see the like from this episode because we're gonna introduce like old songs to previous current songs as well. So
yeah, that's right. That's about 10 years worth of music. Like we have like a whole assortment from when they first started till about their most recent work.
Okay, all right. So let's start. This is the first song of this episode. It's Goodbye from 2010. After Masami Takei, vocal bass, and Shotaro Yamazaki, drums, formed Chekono Republic in 2010, the band quickly caught the attention of Japan's music press and fans. Holding their first live in Shimokitazawa 1 month after forming, it only took them another 5 to release their debut mini album. With the band's career beginning to take off, Chekono Republic wished their fans goodbye, Luckily, only a song title, with the release of their highly praised mini album, Erectionally, available exclusively from Tower Records. As well as Goodbye, Erectionally's six songs also included Massachusetts, which was selected as single of the week on iTunes. Popular live Goodbye wasn't long gone and forgotten as the song returned in 2011, re-recorded for Czech Republic's first album, Maminka. So as I mentioned, like, I really like Czecho's recent upbeat songs, but I also like their old songs like this one. It's like more, I think, punk style, I can say. And the sound is more simple.
I felt that it was a very indie soundtrack. It was a very indie song. So the first 2 years, like 2010 to 2012, their style of music was very indie rock. And in that sense, very British indie rock.
That's true. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, that's right. And I actually did enjoy how... and as an indie rock band at that time, their sound was very simple, as you said. And yeah, I actually did really enjoy it. It's a very easy tune to listen to.
Yes.
Anyway, their next song on this episode is their 2011 song called Short Vacation. So in 2011, it actually didn't allow much vacation time for the bands, ironically. Chakuno Republic's official members, Gro, as support guitarist Yagi, joined in February 2011. And Short Vacation was another very popular song that was re-recorded for Chakuno Republic's long-awaited first album, Maminka, having previously been part of the band's first indie single, Casually, which was released in June of 2011. The song continues to be well-loved by fans, and even by Kamikaze Boy of Man With A Mission, another band who also formed in 2010, has highlighted that this song has impacted them, has a song that impacts at the live as part of Chakuno Republic's 10th anniversary celebrations. So, as you can see, they have fans from other bands as well, which is really great to hear.
Yeah, it's very cool. I think especially like for the bands like came from indies music, they have like really strong relationships between them.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And I find that because Chakuno Republic came out, they debuted around a time where there was such a big boom in the Japanese indie music scene. So as I said, 2010, you can almost imagine them around the same time as when Indigo La N came out, or when Sekai no Owari came out, Man With A Mission came out, and
that's right.
There's quite a lot of bands that popped out around the early 2010s, actually. So
yeah,
I'm very sure a lot of them, like Super Bieber as well, came out that time. So yeah. So you're right about that, I.
Yeah, that's cool. Like all bands are like very, like became very popular now, and then, but they still like, you know, have really good relationships between them, which is really cool. You know, it's like old school friends or something like that.
Yeah, like your peers in the industry, correct?
Yeah. All right, let's go to next song. It's called Time Traveling, featuring Sky High in 2017. Yeah. Check on the Republic.
Oh, 宝物ね名前もないOh, 毎日が Oh, 宝物ない
忘れがちな幸せ濃くなる不幸せついさっきまで過ごした日も遠いバンベイよくある話たられば話でもすかりつく置き去りの魂どんなとかろうがもうない消えない足跡笑顔もあの日の君が見せた涙も拭えるなら救えるならあの日の震える肩なあのせてクリアしたいかタイムトラベリー僕らでバーカーあの場所に行って Oh yeah 影を追いかけて何も言えないまま受け入れた痛みも愛も最後の瞬間も抱きしめたまま何度でも冬を越えてこれだから So 無駄じゃないよ今日も生きてくんだね La 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 3, 2, 1, さあ jump up the sky Oh yeah だからきっと Oh yeah 未来もきっと Time traveling
Jumping forward in time to 2017Time Traveling was included on Czechona Republic's fifth major studio album, 旅に出る準備, the first time the band titled an album in Japanese. 旅に出る準備 was written with the intention of connection to fans at lives and forming a clear identity for the band. The album's jacket is a photo collage made by all the members.The song was used as the ending theme to variety show Got to Tan from September to October 2017. The song features Sky High, aka Mitsuhiro Hidaka, who was a member of pop group AAA, not the member who punched anyone, until they disbanded on December 31st, 2020 to focus on solo careers.In 2017, as well as releasing Time Traveling, Sky High also performed his first solo concert traveling overseas to Shanghai, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Los Angeles, New York, Paris, and London, and collaborated on Mia V's track, Gemstorm. I didn't know. He collaborated with Mia V. I like Mia V too.
I really like Miyavi. Miyavi was one of my first. Oh, I'm going away from this episode, but yeah, personally, Miyavi is one of my first visual K musicians.
Oh, really?
That I really like. Really, really liked him. I still like him. I have like a few of his albums still. So yeah.
Cool.
And I've met him before. He's really nice.
What? You met him?
Yeah, I met him
before.
What
do you mean?
He had a performance in Malaysia long, long, long ago. And okay. Like there was a, I think there was a meet and greet.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very long ago. Sorry, guys.
Oh my god, lucky you.
Yeah. Small events count. Small events are great.
Yeah. That's true.
So yeah, I really like the song. Time Traveling was very interesting. This was a more, I would say, contemporary piece by Czechona Republic. As you can tell, as our listeners can probably tell, since it's like the third song in this episode, it is very different from the first two songs that we've introduced, which was the,
the
indie sound. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this song starts with Sky High's rap. Like, rapping is like the start of the song. And I was like kind of shocked because I didn't expect that's how the song starts. But it's actually very smooth and natural, like how the raps are coming in. So I think, and it also perfectly fits in Checo's music. So I think he did a really good job.
Yeah. So this kind of points out to something what I mentioned very early, that they have a lot of songs. So Czechona Republic has a lot of songs that are very easy to listen to, but they're also very unique in their compositions. Like, as you can tell with Time Traveling and Sky High, and later throughout the episode, as you listen to more of the differences between their early work from 2010 to about 2012, and then everything else from then forward, especially around maybe 2015 onwards, it's a very, very different sound as they really push the boundaries of how they can sing pop rock music.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Even though the singer, the vocalist is the same person, Takei is like, he can sing very different types of music, I think.
Yeah, I agree. So up next, we're going back in time, is their 2012 single, Ivory. Now, Ivory was Checo Noru Public's second indie single, which included the tracks Ivory, Shalala, Nowhere Boy, and Mika. Just 6 months after the affirmation, Chekhinor Republic gained themselves enough of a following to be asked to join the Mirrors as the opening act for their nationwide tour, attracting attention across Japan. Now, this was even before venturing out on their tour, Hahanaru Daiichi Tour, which allowed them to perform at 7 locations across Japan.
Have you watched the music video of this song?
I watch all your music videos and I can't quite remember this one.
Okay,
how about you refresh my memory?
Okay, so this one is very cute. So it looks like a picture book and then there's a storyline. So like the way of draw the picture is also very, very cute. And like I never actually see it like for the music videos, like this kind of cool idea. I really like it. So this from the intro, like the book is already there and then it's open and then the main character is, I think, vocalist, and then he just like keeps walking and then there's like a band playing in the book in the forest with animals, and then the story goes on. And at the end, the book is closed and then song is finished. It's very unique idea.
Oh, wait,
idea.
I think I remembered it now. Yeah, I remembered it. It was like a children's storybook.
Do you?
Yes. It was just it was a very simple video. Oh, well, I say simple, but I'm very sure to create the animations for it was quite a task, even though it was like a 3-minute song-ish. Yeah, but I did like it. It's very sweet. It was a very sweet music video to accompany Ivory. And as everyone can tell from the previous song to this song, again, you can tell the difference. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, so next song is called Don't Cry Forest Boy in 2013. A fan favorite for a long time, Don't Cry Forest Boy, was yet another track from the band's first single, Casually, re-recorded for the first indie album, Maminka, in 2011. Having signed to major label Columbia Music Entertainment in 2013, the band released their debut major album, Neverland, which was nominated for 2014 CD Shop Award. And once again, Don't Cry Forest Boy was taken back to the studio for a re-record. So, okay. I'm gonna ask you the same question, Ethel. Have you seen the music video for this song?
Yes, and I believe this is the one they filmed in the forest.
Yes! Oh my god, that was too easy.
I guess so. So when I saw this song, I was like, don't cry the forest boy. Then I'm like, it's gonna be filmed in the forest. It is filmed in the forest. Well, okay. Yes.
Yeah. And like, I'm not sure you remember or not, but there's a little funny surprise at the very end of the music video, which makes you chuckle.
Oh no, I can't remember it.
No.
I remember the next two.
I don't know, maybe I should not say it here.
So, okay, everyone, if you have not watched Don't Cry Forest Boy, the music video, pop onto YouTube and find it. So it's Don't Cry Forest Boy by Chekano Republic.
That's right.
Yes,
check exactly. It out.
So up next is their 2015 single titled Firework. Now you've just heard Firework by Czech Republic. The band began 2015 teaming up with Chocolate Snack, Pocky, for the Pocky Czech Republic collaboration, which had a commercial that aired on Space Shower TV and a GlicoVision in Shibuya for 3 months. The band finished the year with the release of their third full-length album, Santa Fe, with Firework as the lead single, and they also performed this on the Galaxy stage as part of Countdown Japan 2015-16. Firework was used as the theme song to TV Tokyo's 6th Minna ga Minna Nanika no Byouki. And for their 10th anniversary, Ryota Yanagisawa of SuperViva sent a message and highlighted that the song Firework was, I think it was performed as a new song at Hibiya Open Air Concert Hall in 2015. And I was really shocked to hear it, and I remembered feeling that this was a very killer tune. From the intro phrase, the rhythm, the catchiness of the chorus, and everything is exciting. This is my favorite song. So as you can see, as I mentioned, a lot of their peers in the industry really, really look up to the band. They think that the band is great. And I actually do agree. Firework is probably the transition period where they moved away from a very indie sound to a more, as they were experimenting with their sound as a band. And I really did like Firework. It was very unique. They had a lot more synths going on in this version. And I liked the music video as well because it was a little bit like... Hanabi Taikai kana? It felt... So I can remember the next few music videos because it was like fireworks. The entire music video had a lot of fireworks. And there was a little boy and just a lot of fireworks. And it was just really cute. It was a very simple video. I think it was like released hopefully this summer because that's only when you can have the firework festivals. But yeah, I really did like the song a lot. And... I felt that this was the start of how the direction of where Czech Republic was going to take their music to.
When I heard this song for the first time, I had like the image, I am launched. Maybe I was in a space shuttle or something and launched by fireworks and I was floating in a space.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. That's a great way of describing the song.
Yeah, it's like really fluey kind of feel like, oh yeah, firework and then phew, and now I'm free and I'm just floating in a space and then go fireworks. And like, it's very upbeat song as well. So like, I was like completely like drawn to the world of this song immediately. All right. So next song is Music from 2013.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do
So the music released after support guitarist Yagi and Kazuki Tsunagawa joined the band, having been drinking friends with Checo's manager. Music was originally from major debut album Neverland, a mixture of songs performed live and songs that had been indie releases. The album was written having fun experimenting with different genres and influenced by American indie bands like The Strokes and Vampire Weekend. The song was reminded as Music, Czech Republic and 12 Friends, included on single Time Traveling 2017. The rhythm version features an abundance of famous names, including 10 artists and 2 radio FM 802 DJs, Sonoko Inoue and Ryoma Inoue from She's, and Emi Okamoto from Friends, Kenta Kataoka from Sumika, Gen from 4 Limited Sotheby's, Takahiro Shibata from Wasureranneyo, and Genki Fujimori from Sakanamon, Tatsuya Maki from Gogo Vanillas, and Sho Wada from Triceratops, and DJs Daigo Imuro and Sayaka Bando from FM 802. Music was used as the theme to TV Tokyo comedy drama No Continue Kid Bokura no Gemushi, based on the Japanese video game industry from 1983 to 2013. The show followed three high school students growing up and featured several famous games, such as Pac-Man and Dragon Quest II. So I really like the lyrics. Da da do da 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 do da in this song. It's, I think, very catchy. Also, like, it sounds like a spell of magic or something.
Yeah, I so agree. It is a very sweet, catchy tune. And as they've mentioned, And as we've mentioned, so as you can tell, in their first early years of their music, they were highly influenced by very indie bands like The Strokes and Vampire Weekend. So if you've never heard of The Strokes or Vampire Weekend, I actually do recommend that you go and listen to them. The Strokes have an incredible repertoire of work, and Vampire Weekend is also very interesting. They're younger than The Strokes, but they're also very, very cool.
Okay, I will check them out. I don't know any of them, so I'm gonna check them out.
I guess that's how you make a band. You be friends with your manager and like, hey, let's make a band. We make a band.
That's true. Yeah. It's lucky. It's very lucky, isn't it? I don't know. It's very common. That's how they find members or not. But.
That's right. But I guess it just jives. And if they like it, they go make a band. It's totally fine. And onwards with another song in this episode, released also in 2013, is their single Festival. You've just heard Festival by Czechno Republic, and it has in this song the sounds by Mai Takahashi, who plays the synthesizer and guitar, and Tsunagawa Kazuki, who's also on guitar. Now, these two actually participated as support members of Czechno Republic before joining officially as full-time members in January 1st of 2013. In 2013, we also saw Mai Takahashi start off her regular appearances as an MC for TV Tokyo's Onryu. Festival is the third single released by Czechno Republic, I believe on a major music label, and the single included Festival, Hitori no Waltz, and Fine Day. Festival was used as the ending theme song for TV Tokyo's premiere Melody X, and was included on the band's 10th anniversary Best of Album Best 2010 to 2020, a 39 song 2-CD set, which was decided by fan votes. The band also performed the song as part of their December 2020 livestream, CNR Livestream at the Forest, playing outside, keeping warm with their upbeat songs while wearing winter coats. I love this music video. It was so cute. It was just so simple. It was literally the band in the forest with very simple festival, very simple festival dressings. I guess it's really sweet because 2020, as everyone currently still knows, we're in the global pandemic. I think it was just really nice when a band decides that, hey, we're going to host like a live stream and we're going to make it like a festival themed, and it's just really sweet to have it and have their fans perform for their fans around the world and bring them to a live music situation, because no one could go out for music festivals. It was very difficult. So yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah, like the music band like them must be really difficult, like difficult time now. Like they cannot do live shows and they cannot play in front of the fans because, you know, like they're really good like performers in the live shows, and their music is also good at live shows too. So, but anyway, I think this song is very cheerful, and I like the part that the beginning of the song, it starts with whistling. It's very
fun. Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's definitely really, really cute. It's also a very, very, very easy listening tune to pick up.
Yeah, for sure. All right, next song is Forever Dreaming from 2016.
Yeah.
The fourth ending theme for Dragon Ball Super from episodes 37 to 49. While Czech on the Republic appeared on the Japanese original of the anime, the song was performed by Mystery Skulls from the Funimation dubbed release. Forever Dreaming was included on Czech on the Republic's fourth major album, Dream, in 2016. The single was available with Czecho cover or anime cover art featuring Goku, Piccolo, and Majin Buu. Czech on the Republic also released an English version of the track. Ooh. Is this the first song that they released the English version?
I'm not exactly sure, but it could be. Yeah, they don't normally release songs in English, but it could be.
Yeah, I think maybe because this song was used for the Dragon Ball, so maybe they made an English version as well for the like non-Japanese speakers. Yeah. I think I checked the English version too. English version is good too, but I like Japanese version better.
Yeah, we kind of sometimes have that because usually when the song is made in the original language it was meant to be sung in, it sounds very different when it's in English.
Yeah, it is very different. That's very true. Like, I almost think like some songs are like completely different songs if it's just the lyrics is in a different languages. It's so interesting.
I agree.
But the yeah, I like this song. Like, this is another upbeat song and then sounds better live and it's very catchy and groovy. So again, I feel like really like I hope this coronavirus thing will be over soon so they can play in front of the fans. I wish like I was in Japan so I could go there like live show, but maybe one day.
Me too. I would like to listen to them live. So up next, we are in our final three songs of the episode. At number three, we have their 2012 single, Dinosaur. So Dinosaur was actually part of their second mini album, also titled Dinosaur, which was released in June of 2012 on Eggman Murfin Disc Mini Muff Records, which were affiliated with other music artists including Super Beaver, Sumika, The Quiet Room, and The Mirrors. The album included tracks ABCD Song and Indie Pop. Dinosaur is an example of a very classic pop rock upbeat tune mixed with sadness, like The Pillows, but with added synthesizer. This is a fan favorite to sing along to at lives, and it was included on their 2013 full-length album, Neverland. Dinosaur was used as the theme song for TVK, or TV Kanagawa's Mutoma, and adopted as the ending theme song for TV Tokyo's Complicated Summers 2. Dinosaur is one of Maki Tatsuya from GoGo Vanilla's favorite songs. He describes it as, "The melody is very beautiful. I love it because it has a very Cheku personality, which makes you want to sing along. Cheku songs have always moved freely across genres," which is very cool. I think that's a great description of the body of work that Cheku no Republic has released in the last 10 years.
I think so too. It's very accurate. And then I actually noticed there are three different versions of this song. So the first one is in this album, mm-hmm. Dinosaur, and the second one is in the first major album, mm-hmm. Neverland, and the last one is Daydream version, is in the third major single, Forever Dreaming. So for me personally, the Neverland version is the best, but if you're interested, check them out and let us know which version you like the most.
Yeah.
It's very different.
Okay, I'll definitely go check it out. I did not know they had like three versions, but I guess each version is different because they released it in a, they remixed it probably or mixed it differently as each new year came about, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so we are going to the next song. It's called Baby, 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 Baby in 2018.
Bye.
Baby, 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 Baby was released as a digital single in 2018, the first single Czech Republic released as a four-piece after Rui Yagi, guitar and synthesizer, previously in the band Juno D, decided to leave the band. In a statement, Yagi explained that he was no longer giving his 100% to the band and was wanting to pursue solo activities. Czech Republic had been in the middle of a tour at the time, which was postponed. Yagi was originally going to remain in the band until the end of the tour. However, the band decided against him remaining when his mind and heart were no longer in it. Baby, 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 Baby has a more dream pop, shoegaze feel, with a focus on guitars and was included on the band's 2020 album, Door. The band released new songs on the 10th of March, April, and May until the release of the full album, Door, on June 10th. Baby, 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 Baby was used in commercial Jima, Motto Samao, and then as the ending theme to TV Tokyo's Oshaberi Ojisan to Yabai Onna. 2020 also saw band members Mai Takahashi and Masami Take get married, sharing the moment with fans by posting pictures on Instagram that included their dog in the wedding ceremony. Oh, so they're married. I actually didn't know that.
I wasn't actually surprised because they vibed very well. I was thinking to myself, they sound really good musically. And because Mai does the backing vocals to Masami sometimes, or they interchange sometimes across their music. Sometimes Mai takes the lead for vocals. Mm-hmm. But they're a very fun band, and they kind of, as I listen to their music and when I went through their social media, it really feels like they're like a small family. So they're very close. So I wasn't really surprised at all when I found out that Mai and Masami got married. And I was like, oh, it's so cute.
And then they're actually like, they have really good harmony, like this, like a singing voice. So it's a great couple.
Yeah, I also agree. It's very complimentary whenever they mix their voices together, or when they just harmonize. Very, very nice and very unique to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this was the first song that they released after the member Yagi left the band. So I imagine if I were them, I would probably make a dark or like a sad songs, but they made this song, which is very relaxing and with a cute music video. So, and the lyrics and the story of the music video is like kind of sad, but it's really pretty. It's very pretty overall.
I guess you would describe it as bittersweet.
Mm-hmm. Bittersweet. That's very true. that's the word.
Okay. So now we're on to our final song for this episode, and we are gonna end it on a high with their 2014 single, Oh Yeah. So, Oh Yeah was the third ending song for the second season of Dragon Ball Z Kai. It was recorded only a week after the release of the band's full-length album, Mantle, and the song was written on the album's release day. Well, that's incredibly fast. Now, Takuya Yamanaka from The Oral Cigarettes describes pop music has the image of being easy to understand for everyone. It looks simple, but I think it's actually very delicate and very detailed music. I think Czech Republic has created completely original pop music, and this work expresses a pure love for music. Now, Oh Yeah was the band's first major single and was included on their 2015 album Santa Fe. And the band is always looking for ways to improve a song ahead of an album release. So according to Take, who's the vocalist and the bassist, during an interview as part of the build-up to the second major single release For You, which was used in the commercial for Pocky Chocolate, he stated that Oh Yeah is a song that sounds great live, but there are some parts that I'm not completely satisfied with about the mix and mastering of the CD. I think I could have made the sound a little more three-dimensional.
Wow. I think to me it's already three-dimensional.
I mean, you know, from a musician's perspective, like, your biggest critic is always going to be yourself. You could always be better. Like, does this sounds mixed and arranged enough? Does this sound okay? You know, and like, I've seen enough musician documentaries, the really successful ones are actually quite perfectionist. They really have, but it is very hard to say stop. Like, this is okay, this can now go out. It is very difficult.
That's interesting. But that's very true. Like, I think we can say the same thing for the, like, other kind of artists. Like, for example, painters or something. Like, they can draw, but, like, they say, like, oh, I can do much better. But to me, it looks like, you know, it's completed, and then, like, perfectly. So, like, I don't know where they want to fix, but in their mind, there's, like, tons of things they can still do. So, which is amazing. Like, but it must be tiring for them, because you never see the end.
That's true, but I think that's why sometimes being in a band is good, because you have someone has to say stop. Someone has to say, like, this is good. This is great. Or they have to have, like, a very solid sound engineers or whoever they work with in the sound booth or the recording studio to say that this sounds great. It's good. It's perfect. Or it sounds well done. And in a way, you have to somehow get, like, step away from the song, because as an artist, whether you're a painter or a musician or a DJ or anything, art is your medium, then it's very easy for you to just lose yourself in the process, and then you're just like, narrow, I need to get this right, then you forget about everything else. So I think as the more seasoned you get as an artist, in whatever medium you use, you have to find your way of, like, I need to step away, listen to something else, have a walk, and then come back again to listen to it from a fresh perspective. That's why you always hear musicians, when they create pieces of music, they create a bit and then they just put it away for a long time. They forget about it and then they come back to it much, much later.
That's true. Like, I mean, like, I think I watched, who was it? But like the musician said that he usually makes, like, music, and if he doesn't like it, he kind of leaves it. And then after years and years, he's like, listen to that song again, and then he likes it or something. So that's really interesting. Like, I don't know, like, when I'm working, like, I want to finish everything, otherwise I cannot relax. So I probably, artist is not for me.
Okay, now we know, guys.
But so this song is, like, written by Take, like, bass and vocalist, as we mentioned. And he is a big fan of Dragon Ball. So, like, I can see the why he put the seven exclamation marks in the title. So there's a oh yay, and after like the title, 7 exclamation marks. It could be one, but he put 7 because of the Dragon Ball. So I think it's really unique, and you know, because he's a fan, so he did
and
it.
And the music like video it. Is as equally as weird as it can be. It's filmed in some on some Jap- in some Chinese temple grounds or something, and there is. And there
It reminds me of the Dragon Ball.
There's like an old man, there's a young martial arts girl, and there's a man who delivers food among the characters. And it's very colorful. It's a very colorful song and video.
So thank you for listening to Japan Top 10. We hope you enjoy the episode. So Kirby and Lydia are joining forces together to continue our Listener Appreciation Month for the June 2021 Top 10 episode. They will see you a little over a week from now. And don't forget about our listener survey. Visit japantop10.jp for details and win yourself a $100 gift card. In Japan, it's the time of the year for the rainy season. And here in Toronto, the weather is getting nicer and warmer, which means the summer is almost here.
Yay!
So just hang in there a little longer and stay safe and keep healthy. Your host of this episode were I and
Ethel.
We will see you again at next episode. Until then, bye-bye.
Take care, everyone. Goodbye. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music
podcast. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.